This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Hey guys, it's Emma
and Maggie,
and welcome back to another episode of Love You Bye.
Today we have two very special guests on the show, and we're so excited to finally have them on. They're a mother and daughter duo who blew up on TikTok with their outfit of the day videos. You guys may know them on TikTok from Ella Potter Says, and they're fashion and style icons. They're also from Massachusetts, so we have so much to talk about, and we're so excited. So please welcome to the show Ella and Larissa Mills.
Hello.
And today we're going to be talking about our favorite spots in Massachusetts, becoming content creators, fashion, and so much more. But first, we're going to start off with a peek in the pit of the day. So since you guys are the guests, you can start off.
I think my pit of the week is one of our favorite Belgian cafes closing. It was like one of our staple spots around where we live. So that's really sad.
It is sad.
And I think my peak of the week is probably just getting back into routine after traveling and just like...
You do love a routine.
I feel like mine are sad. My peak is such a sad peak, but it was my birthday, which is not a very big birthday. But I got a donut for my husband, brought me a donut that was a key lime pie donut, and it was delicious. It really became a peak of my week. So sadly, that's one of my peaks. A pit was that I completely f***ed up a brief, like for a brand deal. So I had done something and then I like got it all done and sent it in, and it was completely, completely wrong. Like that's not what they asked for at all. I did not read it fully. So I had to redo it, and it was just sort of a double where I had to redo it, and also just that feeling of that I screwed up so badly, because I normally feel like I am very like try to be professional and on time and read through everything, and I just didn't this time. I kind of bypassed things and just, so don't rush through those things. That would be a moral of that story. So that was a little bit of a pit because, you know, that it happened.
A lot of time and effort does go into like creating content. I feel like when it comes to doing brand deals, a lot of people may not realize like how much actually goes into it. So it is a little bit stressful because you have to hit all the points and say all the right things, do all the things that the brand is asking. So then when you have to redo it, it's like a lot of work.
That's exactly. And it was more like I've done several and with this, and it was like, I just made an assumption. I saw pictures and I was like, oh yeah, I totally get this. This is like what I normally, no, it was not. So gotta open up all the attachments. I didn't open up like an attachment, and that was my big pit. So what are yours? Moving on.
Emma, you want to go first?
Sure. My peak is kind of similar to Ella's. I just recently got back from so much traveling, and I'm going to be back for the next, hopefully, like month and a half. And so I feel like I've been really getting back into a good routine of like, I've missed like all of my workouts back at home and like making my coffee at home and all that stuff. So I'm like getting back into that. And Peyton and I, we have our dog back because she was in Florida for the summer. So having her home like makes
That's
our
huge.
House feel yeah. like such a nice, like it feels yes. like a home now. Like at first it was kind of like empty, but now it feels like mm-hmm. a home. So I'm really happy about that. And then my pit would probably have to be, this isn't much of a pit, it kind of is, but so our dog goes to this groomer in the city, and every single time we bring her there, we say, please don't make her look like a poodle. And she looks like a poodle. And she's like, it's so funny because her ears are just so fluffy and her head is like fluffy and her tail is super fluffy. Her body is shaved down to like, teensy
Wait,
bit.
I can relate. They do that to my yeah. dog too. And I'm like, don't give him that cut. And yes. they always do. And then I'm like recutting.
Why
and
do they do? I don't understand why they do that.
I don't either.
I don't know.
I don't know why.
I think it's just easy.
I get that.
I have no idea. And she even wrote down on the sheet, like when I walked in there, she wrote down on like the sheet for whoever was shaving her, no poodle. I like saw it and I was like, no poodle. And Cleo is still a poodle.
And she's still a poodle.
That makes me nervous because Milo's there right now.
Oh, no.
And remember that little, I mean, he doesn't have any poodle in him, but he did come back once looking like a little rat.
Yeah.
He, like, was super shaved in his face. Oh, yeah. My gosh.
So you just came up with so a new pit for yourself now.
I know. My pit is that I'm worrying about my dog.
Yep.
Yep. My peak this week, I think, honestly, I feel like I'm so excited for fall right now. As much as I love when it's warm here, because it only is for a few months, I'm so excited for the weather to change. And I've been like cleaning out everything in my house, like getting ready for the new season. I've been getting rid of so much stuff, like cleaning out drawers, closets that I just have avoided since I moved in last year. And I was like, I just have to do it, because I feel like when you clear your space, it clears your mind and it makes room for like new things to come in your life. So I felt really good about that. And my pit is that, honestly, I've been getting up so early this past week, but I don't know what it is, but I've been waiting until, like, if I get up at 7, I've been waiting till really late to eat breakfast. Like, I won't be hungry first thing in the morning, but then I'll end up like leaving my house and I'll get like super hungry. And then I feel like I've been getting like hangry and giving my boyfriend a lot of attitude because I'm just so hungry.
Think I heard that on one of your, I think I listened to your boyfriend. That's what he said. He said, I heard that.
So that's my pit, is that I give attitude and then I have to obviously apologize and be like, I was just obviously hungry. But so that's my pit.
This is her new pit. Her Wi-Fi doesn't work.
My pit is that my Wi-Fi sucks.
Yeah,
that's my pit for this week. It honestly has been happening on all my calls. It's so annoying and I need to figure it out. I think it's something to do with how my Wi-Fi is in the basement and my house is like three floors and they're supposed to be, I have like the Eero thing. I don't even know. It's so high tech. I don't even know how to use it clearly because it doesn't work right now, but I think I just need to have somebody come and get it set up on every floor. So my Wi-Fi has been bad and it's been interfering with my work. Okay. So now let's get on into the episode.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, so I want to kind of start off the episode and have you guys tell the listeners about yourself, because I know that you fairly recently blew up from your Outfit of the Day posts on TikTok together. Could you just tell us how you got started and what your lives looked like before social media, and then kind of tell the story of like how you guys got to where you are now?
It's funny because like her, your Venmo or whatever is like a picture of like Kendall Jenner, because she like when she just didn't want her picture on the internet, really. Not that she's like, you're like, I don't want anyone to know who I am, but you just were so not like posting. You never posted a picture of yourself. You never posted selfies. Like it was just, you know, very like
regular mom, I guess, in a way. Like you know, you pick pictures of your kids or.
Yeah. And you, when Facebook was kind of like big, you were off of it for like 5+ years, which is kind of funny to me. And then this happened. And actually a year before the TikTok started to blow up, I was actually off of it for a year because I was
on it. You weren't even on it.
So much during COVID and stuff. And I just was like, okay, I need like a break. I need a reset, and deleted it for a year and then started posting. And within like a month or something, like it was very weird, very weird.
It just kind of blew up from.
Yeah.
Well, you had like one video that was that random one.
Yeah. It just like everything I posted just started to like randomly gain traction, where like nothing I really posted before did. So
yeah, But then the pantry was the...
Yeah, that video was the like...
You guys remember that trend?
Show your mom and then show your pantry trend?
Yeah. Yes. Oh my gosh, I remember seeing that video that you posted.
Oh, that's so funny.
Yes. Yeah. Your videos used to always come up on my For You page, and I like would watch them all the time.
That's so funny.
It definitely does. Like, do you... I don't know how you... See, you guys, I feel like you started... not through TikTok, but TikTok to me, it seems so random. And it just seems like it's like the weird TikTok gods that just go, you know what, we're just going to really push this one. I don't really understand. And it's very, and I think that's partly like the imposter syndrome that we both kind of felt, sort of like, it's just so random. It just, it sort of just picks one, pushes it out to a lot of people. And they I don't know.
It's just, it's easier to gain traction on TikTok. Cause it's
I guess that's
free,
true.
Like, I don't know.
True. That's true. But then you like did that and then people were just sort of asking about that coat.
Yeah. There was like a coat she was wearing and people just started asking about it. And then I just posted.
You just did more. And then the two of us did them and it just.
Yeah.
It like, that's it.
It's such a random video to blow up like off of a trend. I guess that's how.
And then you basically were like, Mom, just start posting things on your Instagram. Because then it was a little weird. Like, her whole account can't be her mom. Like, her and her mom. Mm-hmm. So that's the other part that's a little tricky.
Because I was like, you should start posting, like... Because people were like... Well, someone asked, like, oh, what is she eating today? I was like...
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
You should post that on, like... You should start posting on Instagram, too. Because I was like, I'm going to go to college. Like, this is something that could be sustainable for you. And, like, you can start posting, like, what I eat. Not that you really do that anyway, but just, like... Stuff like that.
And then I just did very baby step because me and my like 300 followers, I was embarrassed that I was going to post pictures of myself in outfits because they wouldn't know what the hell I was doing that for because a lot of them were not on TikTok. So I like baby stepped it and put like an outfit on my story, you know, and like, so I just sort of crept in and then I kind of got the nerve to put a picture. I mean, you always had like a really cute Instagram because, you know.
Well, I've just always been into
you guys. Like, yeah, like, well, I'm just I'm like your generation, so, everything. Yeah. Like, it was cute and whatever. But so yeah, it's kind of what happened.
And how has it felt to kind of gain the popularity so quickly? Like, what has been the biggest change you've noticed?
I don't know. Maybe the way people like interact with me, or like,
I think like two things that stand out to me are just sort of people that you think are your friends, the way they respond. You know, like, I don't know. That's an interesting. And then I don't really love the, like, getting recognized thing, to be honest. That scares me a little for some reason. Like, and it happens a lot. And it's interesting only because, like, it's not that many followers. Like, I don't have that many or you don't. Like, but it must be the TikTok thing where some of the videos, they're getting, like, 8 million views. It's because there's so many views. So wherever I feel like we go, we land in New York and people are like, oh, my God, I know you guys. And that is a little like as a like person that I'm more hermit like we're homebodies. Like it's a little like I like to be in sweatpants. I like to not have makeup. Like I don't want to be on all the time at all. I don't like it. I like going in the woods. I like walking my dog. Like so it's like that. There's a weird expectation.
What if we're fighting or something? Like,
oh, yeah. Like what if we're arguing?
Yeah.
Like, oh, you guys have such a great. And it comes with fighting. It's like.
Yeah. Like, what if someone catches you in that, like, really not good moment? Not that, like, I don't want people to think that's what we're like all the time. It's not a fakeness. It's just, like, I don't want people, that's their one
moment. Mm-hmm. So then there's, but, and that is in part because, and that was, I listened to the episode you guys were talking about, like, social media and, like, it is true. Like, TikTok is very toxic. I just don't go on it. Well, I'm glad you don't anymore. That is, to me, is just, like, it's got a little, like when it all started, like you were kind of shaking when you'd pick up your phone. She would open up her phone, like a TikTok, she would post it and she would be like, oh, I would just hear her say, oh, and I'm like, oh my God, what? You know what? I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. Yeah. I don't want to do this. Like it was I would shake, like you would get upset. It was just that nervous, like unnecessary energy.
Just like being perceived and just like, I don't know. Just that nervous energy around it all.
But. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like that's something that people don't even realize that is like the other side of social media that you don't see, because everybody obviously sees the end result of your content. They see your outfits. They see your relationship together and your travels and the things that you do and that like all of the good things. but also it does come with so much like anxiety because you don't want to like say the wrong thing. Or if somebody starts talking about something and like commenting about something that you weren't even aware of, you're like, wait, oh my God, it just like causes so, it really is hard on your mental health.
Yeah, it is.
And I feel like especially for you guys, it's like it happened so quickly.
Exactly.
That I
and unintentionally. Like I think too, like not that wasn't the goal. Like I did not at all. I mean, I think every girl your age wouldn't mind. I think that's definitely like you've been following that. Like
you, it wasn't something that like I knew like it had the possibility to like, you know, get viral or whatever, but I didn't think it would like turn into anything. It's like
it was just And how, I guess since you guys have like started, what do you think are like, what type of content I feel like is your go-to? I know like Larissa, you post a lot of reels on Instagram and I always watch them and I feel like it's so inspiring. It inspires me like seeing how you make them and just how you put your outfits together. And like, what is your, the type of content that is like your favorite right now?
I would say like, in a broad scheme of things, like maybe just relationships and like family content, not like, you know, maybe it's with you or like it's with Henry or like my boyfriend or, you know, my dad. And like, we're just out with my dad's side of the family. And my grandma is like, she's just insane. Like her hair is like super long. She's just crazy. She's,
and wait, I love seeing her in your videos.
Me too. I love the TikToks.
Yeah, she is like, and you document it well, like you.
So I would say that's like maybe a larger theme at the moment.
For you, I know, because see, that's the thing, like you're not as comfortable with the focus all on yourself. And I really, it's not, but.
Or just like things that I see, like I'm not like, I don't know, it's just like.
You're kind of like a director, you're like an like director curator.
Yeah, you're very creative. Like you have a good eye.
Thank and like I now have a formula. Like I just basically my manager's just like, "Can you please do reels?"
I was like, "I'm not doing reels."
No. Like, I'm not doing that.
That was and when then, reels were kind of newer, not newer, but like
it, like in January. It was January.
Yeah.
But I was like, "I'm not I'm definitely
can be
not
scary
doing that."
To like do something you're not even used to.
I did not want to do that. Yeah. And then the push really was the fact that she's just like, just please just do it. If you could just like, it's not a big deal. Like just whatever, I can edit it for you. So I get dressed and she's like, just give it to me and I'll edit it. And like, then I was,
I don't think that was legal.
Well, no, it wasn't even that. It was just like, I can't have her do this. Like I have to learn this because this is so brutal for her to like deal with that there's no way I can have her do it. So I basically then, that's how I learned. I just posted one and it was well received and she's just like, just keep going, just please just trust me. And then my Instagram went, I mean, I think it was like it grew 100,000 in like
that was
2 weeks.
Wow.
Or like something really insane. I remember it just being like, I don't know what's going on, but it was reels. So
did
I can
you post
see
them
why.
Like consecutively, like
I basically because I just would get dressed every day, so I just film it, edit. It's not hard for me. It was just sort of, and I think it's that. Well, see, you guys said that. You said post every day for 30 days. And I was thinking, I'm like, that is what I did. Yeah. I mean, I literally just kept doing because I had it and why not just put it on there. And that's exactly, I thought about that. I was like, they're right. Like, that's exactly what happened. So.
And then I swear, like, the algorithm catches on to the fact that it'll pick up. So consistent in posting every day.
I think so, too.
And it's going to push you out. Also, I love how you film your outfit videos in the same spot. So it's like when people see your content and they come back to it, like they can look at where you film and be like familiar with the space. The, so I love that.
That door, well, it's interesting because when I'll go and do it, like I was in France or something and it does not, bless you, it does not kind of pick up, because people don't, I think that that doorway, which we'd like you to be in the doorway.
Yes.
You guys need to be in the doorway.
Oh my
the doorway
God,
has
I
become
love
a thing.
I would
love
be honored.
To.
Like, you guys
Me
need
too.
To be in the doorway. But yes, I agree. It's recognizable at this point. Like, I think for your TikToks too, it's like, it kind of has to be that doorway at this point because we can never move.
Yeah. I feel like that's like your thing.
Right. Right.
That people think about when they think of your videos.
I know. I could literally see it in my head.
Yeah. We have to build the doorway and take it with us. Yeah.
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 Hi guys, just taking a quick break from the show to hear from our sponsors today at EOS. I've been a big fan of the EOS Shea Butter 24-Hour Moisture Shave Cream line for such a long time now, and I honestly think it's because of how amazing these fragrances smell and how smooth and soft it makes my skin feel. Shaving used to feel like a huge chore to me, but now with EOS, it's turned into a little self-care day activity. First of all, I love the lavender scent in the collection because I think it's the most calming fragrance to fill your bathroom when you're getting out of the shower. And then the thick moisturizing creaminess of the Shea Butter Cream leaves my skin feeling so soft and silky smooth after a shower. It seriously feels like I just got back from the spa. And these other scents are so good too, guys. The Women's Shea Butter Cream collection also has Pink Citrus, Pomegranate Raspberry, and Vanilla Bliss. And the Men's Ultra Protect Shave Cream comes in Blue Surf and Fresh Woods. They even have a fragrance-free option if your skin is more sensitive to different scents. I love the new Men's Ultra Protection collection because it's the perfect way for guys to take care of their skin too. It uses the same cream-based formula that hydrates and softens your skin to avoid nicks and cuts, and it's designed specifically for the face but safe to use all over the body because men deserve to have self-care too. I love the packaging of the creams too. They're super easy to bring along when you're traveling, so I can give myself a little self-care treatment even when I'm away from home. Go treat yourself. Pick out your favorite fragrance and start experiencing the soft, smooth shave you deserve. Now back to the show.
Something a lot of people are actually wondering, and we're going to get to listener questions at the end of the episode, but just how you both would describe your current style and like who is your style inspiration, if you have any.
I feel like we both are kind of a little bit preppy. I mean, like we live, you know, I feel like everyone who lives in New England, unless they're trying to rebel against it, has a little bit of that preppiness to an extent.
Right.
I think I'm definitely influenced by that and like you and that whole preppy New England thing. And then my dad's side of family lives in Sun Valley, Idaho. So I think I have a little bit of that, like, I'm definitely influenced by that kind of more West Coast, a little more relaxed, a little more like chill kind of style. Mm-hmm. And I think maybe if I had to have like three things, like the, you know, the Alison Bourne,
yeah,
maybe like a little bit edgy sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, I don't know where that comes from, but I don't know.
Yeah, you kind of have the mix. I'm a little more classic, relaxed, preppy, I would say. And you've got a little more of that California influence, West Coast. Mm-hmm. Not minimalist. Like, I think, like there's preppy. I would say classic. I don't know if you're necessarily. I wouldn't say preppy. I would say classic. Tailored.
Yeah, that's true.
A little more like that.
Yeah. A little bit like, what's the word? Not coastal, but like.
Oh, God. You kept saying I was coastal grandma.
Oh, my God. That's not.
Coastal grandma.
Coastal grandma.
That's not a bad thing, though.
I know. Once I figured out what it was, it wasn't bad. What do you guys think your style is? Like, what do you.
Yeah. I'm interested.
How do you describe it?
Do you think you have, like, a little bit of that preppy New England thing?
Yeah. I think I definitely always will have it. Emma, I feel like that's very your style right now.
That's very me. It's like, I feel like I'm super, like, Cape Cod, preppy New England, like.
Do you guys feel like it's sort of like, it's like we're, I was seeing this the other day. I feel like, I feel like it's like I'm hitting my window because it went out, it goes in, it goes, I mean, it kind of stays. But right now it's, I feel like it's having a moment. Like classic is having a moment. So like, I'm sort of like, oh, great. Like I can ride this wave, but I'll still be in it when it goes away. But like, it's definitely kind of creeped in and like, I mean, J. Crew is, I feel like, becoming relevant again. Like, those looks and timeless classic, like
the
it's
Sophia
all
Richie thing a little bit.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Totally. When we were younger, our mom worked at J. Crew at the Cape Cod Mall one day a week. Oh, she loved the discount. So, like, growing up, Emma, like, the only thing you would wear was crew cuts.
Yeah, Ella was in all, like, everything.
I was, like, all J. Crew everything, and then I feel like it fell off, and it's, like, coming back. Mm-hmm. And they have some, like, such cute stuff. I feel like my style, like, I don't know. I just like to be comfortable.
Yes. Oh, me too. Comfort's good.
Like, that's my biggest thing.
Yep.
And I feel like I've definitely gone through phases of, like, a few years ago, I was really into, like, what was trendy. Like, the Nike sneakers and, like, all that type of stuff. Like, very street style. But I feel like I have just gotten, like, transitioned more. I mean, now that I'm going to be 27, I feel like my style has just gotten a little bit more mature.
Yeah.
I feel like I've definitely fallen away from, I feel like there was at least 3 years where I would wear things based on like what was trending, but it never fit for my style. So once I realized like it just didn't work for me and I just started to wear like what I knew that I loved, I feel so much better with like my style. And I feel like it definitely fell back to like that New England kind of classic.
I love how people are doing that right now. Like, I feel like people are focusing less and less on trends and it's more of like finding what you love to wear. Right. Like a lot of people are wearing vintage right now and just stuff like that. Like the style is a lot different than it was like a few years ago. Definitely.
Yeah.
Especially with TikTok influencing like all these different like micro trends and like during COVID. And I feel like people are kind of, they're kind of inundated with it. And it's just, they're kind of sick of like people telling them a little bit what to do. I mean, they'll always be like that, people just following trends, but.
And how fast are micro trends?
Like a couple months, like a month. Like,
Oh my God.
I feel like it's just, sometimes I think it's just too much.
That's insane. That's insane. Yeah. And the fact that like you're, on the one hand, people are talking about this sort of like slow fashion and
that's kind of like people saying.
Oh, so. Okay. Yeah. Or circular fashion. Yeah. Yet there's a new trend every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
That makes you crazy.
Yeah.
I know. One thing I am excited about, which like I haven't gotten a pair yet, but I love, I used to like wear belly flats all the time when I was younger. And now I like love the look of them. At first I was kind of like, really, like, are people like really bringing these back again? Yeah. But it's like really grown on me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, for fall, I like need to go out and get, I need riding boots and I need belly flats.
Okay. The riding boot is so funny. Like, you know how, I'm trying to think what age you were. You were probably too young when it was the thing. And then it became kind of chewy. Yeah. It just became not good. And then now it's like, but again, that's a classic thing. Like, don't ever get rid of it. If you have if it's good quality, it is classic. Like, it will be something you're going to want to have in your wardrobe. So I'm excited.
When I was in eighth grade, I lived in riding boots from Madewell. Like, that's all that I would wear every single day.
Wait, what are your age differences? Yes. Wait, you're 27 and Emma, you're how old are you?
I'm 22.
Oh, okay. So you guys 5 years. Yeah. Okay. Which it is
kind of a lot. Like, we were never in school together and I feel like we were always close, but I feel like never got to like the point we're at now, like really, really close until you graduated high school. And then we moved in together.
But maybe that's why, because you had 5 years. So you weren't like fighting over the same clothes and like.
That's actually a good point. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, Emma, did you get a lot of Maggie's clothing? Like, did you get the hand-me-downs or did you refuse? Were you just like, I'm not wearing anything that she wears?
Everything. Like, I loved it because we were never the same size. I feel like now I can like wear your stuff, but back like growing up, we were never the same size. So then I just got all of her hand-me-downs from clothing to like even hockey equipment. Like
hockey?
Everything was hers. Everything.
Oh my God. Okay. I didn't know you both played hockey.
Yeah. Yes.
I remember watching a video a while ago and like, I just remember that like you guys both play hockey and like, it's just like so funny because it's so like New England, you know, like it's so.
Yeah. I know. I feel like everybody plays hockey here.
Yeah.
It's so big, especially in Massachusetts. But yeah. Oh my God. And I can't even believe like when I first started watching your videos and found you guys on TikTok and then found out that we were both from the same state. I was like, oh my God, like, no one's from here.
Boston. No. It's so weird.
Yeah.
It's such a niche thing that is very, I guess it's kind of special because there are not a lot of people here.
That is strange. Yeah.
I feel like it's definitely brought a lot of people to Boston. Like people that normally wouldn't have like come to visit the city. Which I think is really cool.
That is really cool.
People are like choosing to come visit Boston now.
Because you highlight like restaurants and stuff a lot. Like I was wondering, like, I mean, I'm assuming they must be so excited. Like when you go to their restaurants or like highlight them or, I mean, do they know who you are? And are you just like, you go in restaurants? They're like, yes, Maggie, come to your table.
Okay. Well, I feel like there's this one restaurant that we like go to nonstop. Now when we go, it's kind of like, okay, we've been going. I mean, I feel like it's the only place we really go to. It's so bad.
We
it's
have something
Lola.
Like on
Lola 42.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You just went there, didn't you?
Yes. Like it's so weird. We were talking about like we were going over like places in Massachusetts that like we like to go to. I was like, this is so weird. I feel like I'm on like the same like wavelength, because I went to like, I went to Moo, that like steak restaurant, and then like I saw you so post good. Like your favorite. I was like, what is happening? Like, I feel like similar. It's like
well, they're both good spots.
I know. I just was like,
good spots.
This is so. This is such a coincidence. Yeah.
Okay, but, so that is a place you're going a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We usually just go to Lola. We say that it's just like safe. Like when we go there, we're just comfortable. You just
know it's gonna be, yeah.
You know it's good. Really, cool. Really good food, really good drinks, like the best sushi. So I feel like that's mm-hmm. like our spot.
Yeah.
We want to hear like your favorite spots. Like what do you guys like to do? It could be even in Boston or outside the city. Or like when you do come in the city, like where's spots that you have to go to?
It's just like, again, with like the safe spot, we go to Ramsay's Kitchen a lot. Just like,
oh yeah, we do wind
my
up.
My friend was talking about that place
like for
day.
Lunches like yeah. lunches and stuff, that's yeah. what the, when it's we very, go I, yeah. I totally forgot about that.
Yeah,
I like but this is more North Shore, is Settler in Salem. Have you guys been to the Settler?
No.
It's a tiny, it's really tiny, it's in Salem, but it's actually it's so good. Yeah. And it's,
I went there for on Halloween,
which is so perfect.
Which is cool, yeah.
It's like cozy, but it's such a good vibe. The bar is beautiful. It's beautiful. I love that place. But random, I like, there's a place called La Royale. Have you been in this? This is in Cambridge. And it's like Peruvian.
I've heard of it before.
It's so good.
It's what?
It's Peruvian. So it's definitely like, it's a little more eclectic. Like it's outside of my comfort zone, some of the dishes. But that place is very cool because I don't go to Boston as much. So when I do, that's become kind of a favorite. And then another favorite is the Baldwin Bar, which is in Woburn. It's so random. Okay, you have to go.
It's very random.
You have to go to the Baldwin Bar. This is not an Asian restaurant because it's like a colonial building off of the highway. You're just going to go, no, this, she's wrong. There's no way. But then I promise you go in, you go upstairs and it's like, it's like leather couches and library wow. feeling.
Yeah.
And
the
like
drinks are really
the
cool.
Drinks,
like they have like flowers.
Not
and, like,
that
they,
you're drinking it, but like,
I
you know, she can see it. A mocktail. The Mai Tais, they have like four different, because I'm not really a big drinker. So if I do, it's like something fruity that doesn't taste like alcohol. So they have like four different Mai Tais and they're fresh. Like everyone, it's like filled with like, I don't know, mint or whatever the hell might be in there, but like yeah. huge
like,
pieces of fruit
like,
and flowers
and
yeah.
And just make it.
No, it's so good.
Yeah.
Oh
Baldwin
God,
Bar,
yeah.
I'm telling you.
Wait.
And cozy, like
what's
it's
that
comfy.
Place we went to the other day? Like we had the soup. It was like the butternut squash soup. I like that place.
Butternut squash soup.
In Boston, it was like in some hotel.
I don't remember which hotel it was, but I feel like I went through a whole state phase of like boutique, like little cute little restaurants, whatever. I was completely against going to hotel places and hotel bars. And now I'm like, I don't know why. I want to be in like a hotel bar or a hotel restaurant. So I don't know. Is
yeah.
this a thing happening and I'm picking up on it somehow? Or like what is that?
They've been like getting a little bit more popular. There's this one called The Street Bar and it's at the Newbury Hotel, like right next
to
where Tiffany & Co. is at the beginning of Newbury Street. And it's so cute.
Yes.
It's like very cozy. Is that where you were?
It has like a leather couch vibe.
Oh my God,
like,
wait, no. Yes, wait, we
the
were.
Newbury, it's called.
It is,
yeah,
wait, wait, that's the old Ritz?
Yes.
That's what we're talking about.
Yeah.
I totally
oh
forgot
my God.
What we're talking about. That's exactly, that's
we
where
love
we went.
That place.
Yes, yeah. Like you have like, well, you could have a cocktail, but like, yeah, we had lunch that day, but it was soup, but like an early dinner. Oh my God. We have to go there for fall, winter.
So good.
That's
is
so
the
funny.
Place that
yes.
Your cafe that closed, is it that place that you always post with like the marble?
Yes.
And you get like
tartine.
The really good croissants?
Oh my God. Yes. It's tartine. It's so depressing that it's gone.
Their
so,
matcha.
Do you know of any other place that's in this area in your travels?
No, I am so sad because I wanted to go there. My boyfriend and I love like leaving the city and going to places outside.
Okay,
because
you need to hurry
up.
It's not closed yet. You need to run. You need to run up and just go. Like get yourself a latte or whatever. The soup, it's so good. I'm so
good and like very healthy too. And
yes.
The soups like they're like. I don't know what's in them.
There's like a sprinkling of magic because they're so
good.
There's
nothing in them that's like
no
vegan, like blah, 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 like no sugar.
Dairy
like,
free, gluten free, whatever. Yeah.
I don't know what's in them.
I don't either.
But they're delicious.
Yum. Oh my God. I
have
to
go. You have to go.
I'm going to go to all the places that you guys recommended.
Yeah, you
gotta
go.
Because I'm always like looking for different places outside the city.
It might not be as good as when like we...
You mean because they're closing it up?
Because they're closing, so just,
I don't know. It's
just
been,
a warning.
It's,
just
they're
warning.
Still pretty consistent because I was there last week. But little asterisk. Just in case.
Just in case. Oh my God, that's so sad though when you have like your favorite spot and then...
Yeah, it moving? Is. Okay, so you said it was a restaurant, but like Emma, do you have new favorites where you are?
We just went to a new restaurant the other day. We only did takeout though, but we're going to start a thing where we go like once a week on like a Friday or Saturday to try a new restaurant because there's so many.
Yeah, there are
like,
so many.
Look so good.
Yeah, there are. I just get in a rut. I feel like that's my problem with restaurant stuff. I get in a rut and I'm like, I don't know where to go.
Yeah.
I just go to the same place all the time.
That's the thing.
And I get lazy and I'm like...
Right. And it's like you need to make the list ahead of time because when you're in the mood of like, where are we going to go tonight? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Let's just go to whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, Tono is another good place. It's in Gloucester.
Tono is good in Gloucester.
Tono. They have really good pasta. Yeah.
Very good. Like very good fish.
Yeah.
I think, Maggie, I think our mom goes there.
Yeah, our mom and our stepdad, like, they travel. They go all over the place and always
don't
like,
you
drive
love that?
And try That's... different restaurants.
All right, we need to model towns. After them.
Yeah, my boyfriend always wants to go to the North Shore and, like, eat the roast beef.
Oh God, yeah. Nick's roast beef or something? Is that what it is?
Yeah, he goes to like all, we've been to all the different ones, but he loves, have you guys heard of the Modern Butcher? They used to be in Newburyport and they just moved to, I think like Danvers or something.
Someone, actually a friend of mine was posting about that, but I haven't been, I haven't gotten anything yet.
He like loves the sandwiches and they have all like fresh, their meat is all like farm from the farm and stuff.
Okay. All right.
Like all over. It's very, very high quality. It's good.
So you can get takeout. It's not like you're not just getting, that's literally like food that you can get made.
It's a butcher, but then also they have a sandwich of the day.
Oh.
So you have to just go on their Instagram and they'll have like different sandwiches, but they sell out like really fast. So I guess it's like so like really popular. He's always telling me like, oh my God, sandwich of the day is this. Like, we gotta go. And we'll like get in the car and drive up there. Do you guys have any places like vacation spots? Do you guys like to go do staycations like in other New England areas?
My parents had a place on Peaks Island, Maine, which is like an island off of Portland. So like Maine, probably in all of New England, it's probably more Maine than I love the Cape. I love the Vineyard, Nantucket, but like, I don't go there regularly. It's sort of like, you know, here and there, like every few years I'll pop over, but, Maine probably is the area that I'd gravitate toward in the New England area. And I feel like all our travel though, we're very like homebodies. We either like stay home or we're like in Idaho or like Iceland or like, you know, we like go very far or we stay home.
Yeah. But Peaks Island's a good one.
Peaks Island's fun. Yeah.
It's like almost Nantucket-y, but like kind of
rustic.
Eclectic. Yeah.
Rustic.
It's, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's
gritty.
Yeah.
Maine's
I love
a little more
Maine.
Gritty. I do too. Yeah. It's got a little grit.
I like never get up to Maine ever. I feel like I want to go so bad to
you should go.
Labor Day weekend.
You should go.
I know.
I've only stayed at the Cliff House,
hotel,
and I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Maine
it's
is
so
definitely.
Cute.
Maine's beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so you guys were in Oregon, you said?
Yep. My fiance's from Oregon. So we were there for, I think we were only there for a week outside of Portland.
Oh, so, okay. So he's from Oregon. That's where you're, okay. Now I get it. Because Maine, I feel like a lot of times people be like, Maine is similar a little bit to Oregon, but I've never been to Oregon.
I could see that because of Oregon's very nature. Which I thought like Oregon just had nothing other than like trees and like it wasn't like anything special, but it's actually very beautiful. So I can see it being similar to Maine for
like
sure.
Like rocky, the water, the trees. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was just thinking like you guys are from the Cape, but like where specifically are you guys from?
We're from Dennis.
Oh, you are? Okay. Mm-hmm. Wait, Maggie, are you still in, no, you live in Boston now. Are you still in Seaport?
I live in Southie.
Oh, you do? Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so you guys had the apartment together in Seaport, but then you both moved from that situation.
Yeah, we both moved, and then now I live in a house with
Got
my
it.
Boyfriend and our
that's
dogs.
That's so nice. Oh, my God. That's so nice. And wait, Emma, you're planning a wedding on top of a house? Is that
what it is? I was like...
She was like,
oh, my gosh.
She got engaged. I know. And like,
I know the wedding planning, I didn't even realize, like, at first I was like, oh my gosh, like I don't really get overwhelmed about things like that. Like, to me, I just want a very simple, like, nothing too crazy. And I had my first like real call with my wedding planners yesterday. And she was like, you have to send out your save the date by like mid-September. I'm like, what? Like, my save the date?
Wait, by September? When are you getting married? You're planning this thing fast then. You're not doing the full. Okay, all right, okay. So, well, that's why. Is it going to be big or small or?
It's going to be pretty big.
You're probably going to get sick of people asking you about it. Like, after, are you, like, do people just constantly about your wedding? Maggie, are you getting sick of it already? The like about the focus of like, is it all going to be wedding planning for a year, or is this like a dream side thing, like sister wedding planning thing?
I'm excited for Maggie to do all like the bachelorette trip and
stuff like that.
Because that's what she's going to take care of.
Okay, but that's
for
fun.
Me, that's the fun. One thing that makes me uncomfortable is when people come up and ask me like in person, like, where's your wedding going to be? When is it? Because I don't want to share details about when and where online yet, just because for safety reasons, like the place that we're having it at anyway is going to be super private, but like I just don't want everyone to really know, which I wish I could talk about that like publicly, but I can't yet. So
I actually was wondering that, like, you guys are open of like where you live, and like people sometimes I've seen like a comment online like, oh, I didn't know you were Beverly. I'm like, I didn't say Beverly. I wonder, like, how do you guys manage that? Like, I mean, at this point, I feel like everything is online now. Like, someone said to me, they're like, just so you know, your address and phone number are online. But it's there. Like, everyone's is if you search for someone. It's a little unnerving.
Right when I moved into the house that I'm in now, and I don't own it, so it's, like, not on my record or anything, but the second I moved in, people, like, went on Zillow and found it and, like, posted the address.
Are you kidding me?
People like,
that's frightening to me, actually.
Like, walk by my house all the time. And like, my boyfriend and I mean, I see it. And as much as people, like, sometimes people will comment on my stuff and like give me shit and be like, who do you think you are? No one walks by your house. Like, people do. Like, I see them with their phone out.
Of course they do. Of course, right.
Taking videos, pictures, like, we have a Ring doorbell camera. Like, even in past apartments that I've lived in, when it was in a building where I thought it was secure, people that lived in my building that weren't even on my floor. Like, we were on the top floor and people from the bottom floors would come up and I was at the end of the hallway and like my Ring camera has them like on video pointing at my door with their friends, like with a glass of wine walking by. Like, people do it. And I feel like, We don't tell people where we live, but people end up finding out.
Yeah.
And it's such a small city that I feel like people, like, it's word of mouth too. Like, people see you going in and out.
Yeah.
Yes.
You guys are very, like, no one, like, there are so little influencers too in Boston. Like, everyone knows.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm like walking my dog around the neighborhood, stuff like that. But I feel like I've definitely like gotten used to it. Which is rare. Like, my boyfriend, he's such a homebody. He like does not like traveling. And whenever we do travel, like, we will go together. So I sometimes get worried when he's like not home.
Yeah.
If I'm home alone, I get like scared that someone's going to like know that he's gone.
Right.
And know that I'm there by myself. And like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I get all freaked out.
No, I get it. I get it. Yeah.
But it is hard. But I mean, I guess it's like one of those things that just come with posting your life online. Like, it's inevitable.
Yeah.
But yeah, sometimes it's like you think maybe people would have like a little bit more like respect to not like post your address online.
Right. Yeah. That's what I know. It is a little.
Like, I got a wedding invitation in the mail the other day from somebody down in like Pennsylvania. And I was like,
you're kidding me.
Like, babe, do you know who this is? I'm like, no.
Nope.
And I was like, is it one of your friends? And he's like, no, I thought that it was someone that you know. I'm like, I don't know who that is. And he was like, oh, it must be someone that follows you. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. How'd they get her address? And then I was like, oh, because it's on,
that's how, that's on a the little
website.
Weird.
Like, the website.
Also, like, why would you go through the trouble?
They,
of, like,
you know what? They're just hoping.
They're
maybe
hoping a guest appearance.
I know, hoping
possible,
that, like,
right? It's just
I'll show
a baby
up, like, how when Kylie Jenner went to prom.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Did you guys, you want to do something else? Like, I know you wound up doing this, but, like, was there something else that you were set on doing before this all happened for you, or no?
Or, like, when did you guys start doing YouTube? Because that's what you started with, right?
2017. I started my junior year of high school, so I was applying to colleges at the time. And then all of a sudden, I had a full-time job before I could even go to college. So then I just decided to continue with that and not go to college. And now I am where I am.
You did it like in those years when you would have been maybe thinking about other things, but you had something so great opportunity.
I was definitely lucky I started it at that time before. Either way, no matter when I would have started it, I would have been fine. But I like that I was able to just put my all into it then and then create something out of it after.
Do people like your seeing your college content, Ella?
Yeah, I mean, like, I think SMU is a very, like, people post about it. People want to see it in general. Like, it's not even just, like, people who follow me and are like, oh, like, I can see your college life, whatever. But I think, like, SMU is kind of notorious for like just being very extreme. So people are constantly like, they want to see it in general, not just people who follow me. So I think it was kind of like a bit of both. And yeah, I mean,
you didn't do like a ton. I feel like you were like, she doesn't like if like it does like the doorway, like the, your eye for the beauty,
well, you guys know, lighting is so important. Like, yes. And like back it, like that just,
her dorm room. She's just like, I'd be like, that's so cute. She'd send me like a Snapchat. I'm like, that's so cute. You didn't even post about that. Like, oh, that's so, and she's like, I can't, the background, the lighting, the dorm room. Like
it just,
it bothered you, didn't it? I know
it did. Yeah.
It did. But it bothered her.
Like also my mirror. And in my room, it's like a full length mirror, but I'd have to like choose between putting my like face and jewelry in it or like my shoes. Like, it was just horrible. Like, there was dust. It was, I'm a Virgo, so it just, it's very not clean and dusty all the time. So that really bothered me. But no, I think like, I get that people want to see the authenticity in like the dorm room, but at a certain point, like, you also don't want to see bad quality videos and stuff. So it was kind of balanced.
I know. It's true. That is true.
I understand that. I feel like you want it to be like the way that you want it to be because it is your content that you're putting out. Mm-hmm. But when are you going back to school?
So I'm actually doing the semester online. And just because like partly just travel reasons and like they at my school, they do this thing where you can't get an apartment or like go off campus until junior year. So unless you get an exemption, so I am doing the semester online and then maybe going back for spring semester or possibly waiting until junior year. But I just have to see about like exemption stuff for my apartment. But yeah.
Because that's good. Like content creation and college full time and social life and like.
Yeah.
Maggie, were you in school when you were doing this? Did you?
Yeah, I was literally just about to say that's so smart that you're doing that because what you're doing right now, I feel like this. Your social media and creating content, like you, it is your job now that it's turned into it. And it's like, it is really important. Like I started my junior year and my YouTube channel. Junior of college.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So freshman and sophomore year, well, freshman year, I did nothing. Sophomore year, I played on the field hockey team at my school. And then I was like, I am just so over sports. I played my whole life. Like, I want to do something more creative, and I love fashion, so I started YouTube. And my senior year, I had gone back to school, and I was living in an apartment with my roommate, who I'd been living with all 4 years. The apartment ended up being haunted, so both of us, like, wanted to move out anyway. So it was, like, this whole thing happened, and I... Instead of getting another apartment I went to Bridgewater State, like instead of living in Bridgewater and getting another apartment, I was kind of like, you know what? I do YouTube full time and I really want to focus on it. Like I'm not really into going out anymore and like doing the whole college thing. So I moved to Boston and I commuted 2 days a week. Like I scheduled all my classes
That's smart.
Tuesday, yeah. Thursday.
Super smart.
And I got a one bedroom. I lived completely by myself. Like, I had no friends in the city, but I just wanted to focus on YouTube. So that's what I did. I ended up leaving. So I didn't have like a typical senior year. I just was like doing YouTube.
I feel like I know the answer, but like when you look back, like, do you feel like that was a good decision? Like, do you feel like that was made
sense?
It
honestly made my career skyrocket. The second I moved to Boston, my career, it like took a huge leap. So it was like one of the best things that I did. I don't regret it at all. Also, plus you had your freshman year, which I feel like out of all the years, it's like the most fun.
Yeah.
And that's when you want to experience things. Like, you're never going to get your freshman year back. But after that, it's kind of like gets more serious. Like, you're preparing for your future and just stuff like that. But so I feel like it's smart what you're doing.
It's just, but, yeah. We have to go to like, we're going to Iceland in October, like work wise, and then like in LA work wise. And it was just getting felt impossible.
Even just small little things, they add up. And it's just like, sometimes we would have to film together and I have to come home for a weekend, or she had to come to Dallas for a weekend. It was just like,
it was hard.
Not that.
Plus, that's not a quick flight.
No.
And then the dorm situation, just, I think like what you're saying about, if you could schedule your classes, then you have that flexibility.
I can't even do that though. Cause like
junior year.
Junior year.
Like, that's such a smart, then you kind of have that as your, and then you can have like 4 days that you have.
Yeah. Definitely.
For work stuff, travel, whatever. But
yeah,
that's interesting that you had that happen with, for, I didn't know that for your college situation. So
yeah,
I ended up graduating online. So it was like, I didn't even go to graduation. I was kind of like, just, I was just focusing strictly on YouTube and stuff. But
Yeah.
Hi guys, just taking a quick break from the show to hear from our sponsors today at EOS. If you're on TikTok, there's a good chance you've already heard of the EOS Shea Butter 24-Hour Moisture Shave Cream, and everyone's talking about how silky smooth it makes your skin feel after a shower. We've been using EOS for a while, and guys, I can honestly say this is one of my favorite shaving creams out there. First of all, it's so soft when you put it on in the shower, it feels like a creamy lotion. And then when I'm actually shaving, the cream is so buttery and moisturizing that it gives a thick layer of protection that stops you from getting those horrible razor burns and scratches. It just makes my skin feel so pillowy and soft. And now guys can experience a soft, smooth EOS shave too with the new Ultra Protect shave creams for men. These are specifically designed for the face but are safe to use all over the body and have the same moisture rich creamy texture for a soft, clean shave. I think it's so important for both men and women to prioritize skincare, and I love that this collection includes a fragrance free option for sensitive skin too. Don't wait, treat yourself to the silky smooth skin you deserve, and go grab your favorite scent now. Now back to the show.
This has been such a good conversation. I feel like we need to like hang out in real life, because I know, like, there's still so much to talk about. But we do have a few questions that our listeners really wanted to hear from you guys. These, we did like a question box, and these were the most popular reoccurring questions.
Uh-oh.
I know.
So, No, they're really good. Question number one would be your key pieces for a capsule wardrobe. So you can be as specific as you want with like even favorite pieces in your closet, like with the brand and everything that you always reach for, and things that you would like definitely recommend for your capsule wardrobe.
Is this necessarily like expensive pieces or just like good, like
just your
basic, it doesn't have
like
to be
your. Okay. Your basic foundation, you know, like what you always probably.
I mean, I would say like we were in California, we picked up these really good pair of Levi's jeans. And I would just say like a good pair. I mean, that's kind of basic, but like a good pair of jeans.
Does anyone say a different capsule wardrobe? Does anyone say like, I think your capsule needs to be a sequin dress, a top hat, spectacle glasses, and... I don't know, like...
Yeah, I mean...
Does everyone say the same... Do we all say the same thing? We do, don't we? Like, good pair of jeans, a blazer, an Oxford shirt. Yeah. I don't know. Do we all say
People ask that all the time.
Good sneakers.
I do feel like there are things that I see you wearing, like, all the time that I'm like, oh my God, that's so different.
I feel like you wear a lot of tank tops. Like, you're definitely part of your...
I wasn't...
Okay, you weren't done. Sorry.
But, okay, keep going.
No, you go.
Um, like definitely I say this, like Brandy Melville, like you guys know, like they have such good basics and just like tank tops. I love like a good, like I like to go on Depop and find like vintage like Victoria's Secret bras and stuff because I feel like they just, I don't know, it's,
you do wear those a lot underneath.
Just like good bras to wear under shirts that kind of like, you know, add a little, like they have little bows or like little something. Right now, like Sambas, I would say for sure. Like a good pair of sneakers, obviously. Like hoop earrings, like a cross necklace or like a statement, like name necklace. Just, I don't wear blazers as much as you do, but.
I wouldn't even say that.
A good like a good soft.
Cardigan. Like I would say a Fendi baguette. I have to have that. True. That's always jeans and t-shirt, but you could put a Fendi baguette and we're good.
That's true.
Flip-flops. Flip-flops are a staple for me. So, like, and I kind of push them well into fall. Well into. Like, I'll still have the flip-flops on, but, like, the jeans, a very big sweater. No, it could even be a puffy jacket.
Put them away soon.
Nope. We're keeping them around. That's what I'm saying. You can have your North Face jacket, puffy jacket, but the flip-flops are still kind of on.
I'll be with you. That's literally me.
Right? Like, I don't want, I just don't want it to, I don't want to put my feet into, like, shoes yet. Yeah. And then once I get into the boots.
Slides. I love that. Slides. I wear them all the time.
So, see, your slide, well, you do flip-flops, too.
Yeah.
Baguette, Fendi baguette. I do love this necklace, which is the Adina Raider. Like, I'm not really, I'm not really a charmy, whatever, but I am obsessed with this one. Like, good, real gold jewelry. A good, I would say.
I mean, your glasses.
Glasses, definitely. Caddis Life, I feel like, is the one I seem to wear the most, but. And I would say a classic watch. So, like, I like the Cartier Tank would be part of my capsule. So, jeans, flip-flops.
Yeah.
Real gold necklace, Cartier tank.
I love that. And the next question, I feel like, is perfect because you guys have such great jewelry. What are your favorite jewelry brands?
Adina Raider has definitely become, like, for necklaces. I really like 79 Hour, too, for just, like, hoops. Like, just for very basic, not real, like, for costume. What do you guys, faux? What do you call it?
Yeah, faux, I guess. I don't know.
Faux jewelry? I don't know.
like, not...
not real.
A lot of hand-me-downs, though, like, that, like, just, like, classic, like, you know, signet.
I know. I have a lot of, I have a lot of jewelry. A lot of my jewelry, like, was given to me, and then Ella has, so there's that. But Starling, I'm actually, we're working on a little project with Starling jewelry
Oh, really?
Now.
Oh, fun.
So that's really fun.
Wait, that's so exciting. I can't wait to see
basically,
it.
It's basically, it's, like, my engagement ring, a lot of people asked about my engagement ring because I designed it with, like, an actual, like, jewelry designer. Like,
people are like, are you a jewelry designer?
Can you design my jewelry? Can you design a ring? They're, like, sending me specs and things. I'm like, wait. I'm not an actual designer. Like, I've designed what I wanted for my ring. But basically, this will be more affordable, smaller, stackable, but kind of, like, mini inspired. Versions of, inspired by my ring. But I'm trying to think, another Starling.
I like Benito jewelry. Benito. Like, I have a lot of this cross from there.
I also, there's Kutukish.
Yeah.
For like the non-real.
Yeah.
I love this question. Well, now I feel like I know what the answer is going to be. But the first what is the best first bag, like splurge, that they should get? What would you recommend? Is it the Fendi?
Yeah. Bags for me, it's hard. Other than, I mean, she has like a million Fendi. Like, I come home and there's like five more. Like,
I can't.
Like, no joke. So,
no.
Maybe I'm just conditioned to think like that, but they're just a good size, especially for college. Like, I always recommend it for people asking, like, what bags to get to go into college. And, like, it's just a good size. It's under your shoulder. So, like, if you go to a club, like, people can't, like, take stuff or like steal it or whatever, and just
it definitely is the
sadder bags are like hard bag.
Because honestly, but if it suits like you and me, because it's like some of them have beads, some of them are casual, but like there's an ease to them. They're not stuffy, they're not rigid, they're comfortable. Like they're comfortable to wear and put on. They're not kind of, they're not like choking you, they're not rigid and hard where they can slam into someone. They're just like your best friend's like I don't know. It's like that boyfriend sweatshirt. I don't know. It's that.
It's that jeans and flip flops, but
it
that,
is. It's, yeah. It is. Mm-hmm.
And I love how there's so many different like patterns and so like many. A lot of really cool vintage ones and like rare ones. I love
that. I don't even get, I never get ones that are in, it's always vintage or old ones. Like it's not the ones that are in the Fendi store right now. It's definitely finding them out there somewhere. There's a woman that like I found her through Vestiaire, and then I wound up finding her her store online. It's like Holly Closet. I tag her a lot, I think, in some of the, because I've gotten a few. Oh, yeah. That's it. Holly Closet Case. She literally, I will send her, I want this bag. Like, there was a Fendi from, I don't know, it's probably 15 years ago, and she can find it. I mean, it might take her a month, but she finds it. So, like, if you're on Pinterest, you're like, I really like this bag, this she will find it for you.
Yeah. Wait, that's
I want
so cool.
that bag that I sent.
Oh, I know. She's on the lookout.
I know. It's like a mini bag.
It's really, she's really good.
Is it a Fendi? So.
It's like a mini bag, though. Like, I kept seeing it on Pinterest. It's like, it's almost like metallic beads or something. And
oh, cute. Yeah.
It's really pretty.
But, but it's like a mini baguette. Mm-hmm. But it's like something that goes with everything, too. So it's not like something that's so... It just adds a little bit of like sparkle or like it's like a watch or
Okay, last question. I love this one. And Ella, this question is for you. In what ways has your mom inspired you in fashion?
I would say not at all. No, I'm kidding. Like a lot for sure. Like I feel like I am mainly influenced by you, but again, with the family thing, like I take a lot of inspiration, like, or even when we travel, like, you know, I get inspiration from like just the authenticity of the culture and like
in other places.
Yeah. But also like the way you style stuff or, you know, like I like how you make stuff kind of effortless, like just the way you'll tie stuff or like you'll tailor it to you. I don't know. Stuff like that. Like even just the Converse, like tying them a certain way or. Oh, yeah. I don't know, like, I'm trying to think of what else you do, like...
But I would say, too, like, I'll be honest, like, when you were younger, like, I was not a parent that dressed her, really. Like, I would go buy, like, we'd go buy stuff, whatever. But then you always put all your outfits together, like, she had a tutu, but she wore it around her neck. No joke. Like, decided it was an Elizabethan collar, and I'm like, that is so good for you. Like, you're gonna go out like that, or, like, she dressed up as Cinderella when she was, like, 3... But she decided to wear, like, you know, like the Pottery Barn towels?
They're like flowers. Like, flowers. I actually posted it the other day.
Did you? She decided that was a better veil. And, like, women, the mothers around, flipped out. They're like, why are you letting her wear a towel? That's ridiculous. Like, why are you doing this stupid whatever? So, like, I feel like parenting-wise, those were not battles I was ever going to have. Like, I felt like you would... create your own style, and I felt like it's such an important expression.
Yeah.
So I always wanted you to feel like you got that right, even as a little girl. So, or like when you were like, she has, her hair has always been really thick and easy to grow, whatever. And at like age 5 or something, you're like, I want it to be like Dora. So there was,
she was my muse.
Like up to here. And my mother-in-law was, she was so outraged. She's just like, why would you let her do it? But like, I feel like it's not deep. But I do feel like that is like, you are very confident in what you wear. Like you don't follow trends as much. Like, I feel like you're just like, I see the trend, but I'm not going there. Mm-hmm. And you're very confident in not doing that. Like, you know what you like. And I kind of feel like partly because you've got a chance to...
like I wasn't being dressed my whole life. And
You knew your own and likes and dislikes from an early age.
We didn't even mention this at all, but she had a long time ago, like when I was in like kindergarten.
Yeah.
But I was going to say this is where my like username comes from. She had a blog. It's called Sparkle Inc.
So stupid.
It was like 2010. Like,
what the hell?
And she would like post... you know, like outfit and fashion and whatever. And then I was like, what did I even say?
She just kept wanting to be on it. And I'm like, I'm not going to be the mom that's like, here's my daughter all the time. No. Yeah. So I was like, you start your own.
And I was like 4.
She was like 4. So I was like, you can start your own. And then she would basically come downstairs and have like different outfits. And she would make like a little quote. And she would like, she'd sit there with me. It wound up being way more work than I was I should have just put you on my own, but whatever. And she named it Ella Potter Says because she was so literal. It was like, it's what I'm saying. So that's how Ella Potter yeah. Says came
oh
to
my
be.
God, I love that.
I love yeah. that.
And it's still around.
Wait,
like,
that's so cute.
Oh, yeah, you
cute.
Can like
the internet just doesn't let you forget. Yeah. It doesn't let you yeah. forget
that's
these
so
things.
So cute.
So yeah, that's the, I know, that's the full circle.
Yeah.
Because Ella was Potter.
Yeah.
That really is full circle moment. And I love that when you were growing up, you just like wore whatever you wanted, like experimented with fashion. And like my mom, our mom was the same way and would just, I think that as a parent, that's like the best thing you can do for your child is to just let mm-hmm. them like be creative and be who they want to be. But I love that. Oh my God, that's such a cute story.
Yeah, it's just, it is such a full circle
it
thing.
Is.
Like it's.
No, it is.
And now look at you guys. Like I feel like back in the day, like doing all the blogging and having the mm-hmm. blogs on social media and then now like doing fashion videos and like working with really cool brands. It's such like a cool story.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
That is all we have today for the show. Thank you guys so much for coming
Thank
on.
You guys.
Thank you.
And awesome. You guys can share your social media. Like where can everybody find you? Let them know where they can follow you and all of that.
My TikTok is Ella Potter Says, and then my Instagram is Ella Potter Mills.
I don't even know what my TikTok, I did a TikTok, but I don't even know what it is. It's my full name.
I don't know.
I guess it's Larissa Allison Mills, and then Larissa Mills is my Instagram.
Be sure to subscribe and listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you guys get your podcasts, and you guys can follow Maggie and I on our social media. You should know what it is. But anyway, we will see you guys next week. Love you. Bye.